random vocal range, tarmac trauma or total aim. I remember what he claimed, shadow blood that's been remained. Barack got sex, stuck chip chain, broken bones on in a. I remember what he said, count to ten when you see red. The last altar Uber ride, the last altar Uber ride. I remember what he said, count to ten when you see red. The last altar Uber ride, the last altar Uber ride.
I love my job. Wire live in session with Smash, a track to be found on Red Bark Tree, the most recent album. Welcome back to the programme, fellas.
Oh, thanks for having us.
It's an absolute pleasure, as always. Graeme, would you like to introduce a band, please, mate?
On my right, we have Mr. Colin Newman on vocals.
Hello.
And on the drums, we have Mr. Robert Gray.
Hello.
And making a lot of noise, on my left, Mr. Matt Sims.
Excellent. I think that's the most I've ever heard Robert speak. Who can blame him in the room with me? We've got a public service announcement, because you are in the middle of a tour, aren't you?
Absolutely.
And you're going to be en route to Brighton tonight. But tomorrow night you are playing a place called The Haunt, which wasn't the original venue you're going to be playing. That's right,
isn't it? Brighton, yeah, that's it. So it's okay. a rejig. It's a better located venue, actually.
Right, okay, brilliant. So it's not an integral part of the programme, you'll be pleased to hear. But Wire are tonight, at least. And are you going to do for us now, then?
A Boiling Boy.
Excellent, thank you. Fabulous Wire live in session with Boiling Boy, and as you travel around and as time progresses and marches on, are you kind of very aware of the influence that Wire had on other bands that are knocking around at the moment? Because I had a quick chat with Howard Devoto and Dave Formula from Magazine last week. The interview hasn't gone out yet, but they were quite open about the fact that they're quite thrilled and have got a lot of kudos with their kids because Radiohead name dropped them, and you know, the usual Franz Ferdinand and the people who are associated with post-punk. And you are hugely influential. I would say more influential than Magazine. I hope Magazine aren't listening and don't want to beat me up for that. But how do you feel about that, you guys?
I think it's hard to know, because the thing is that there's some bands who have been influenced by us that one likes less than others, but, you know. But that sounds like one's being big-headed, which is a bit like, you know, the fact that we're able to do music and we're able to continue to do music at our, extended age, and the fact that people take us seriously right across the generations is fantastic. It's a brilliant position to be in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I asked the question really because, I mean, I know, for instance, that Mark E. Smith has been quite openly about his hatred for Pavement, you know, because they sound like The Fall from time to time. So it's just a different way of viewing it, really, I suppose.
Well, I think you always, you know what I mean. It's when people take or use, you know, this influence, and you don't see it. That's the best.
Oh, right, yeah, good. Of course,
you
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, where you inspire somebody rather than just...
That's what everybody's done, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You take your influences, and then you digest them, and then hopefully you use them in a creative way rather than a copying.
Yeah,
fashion,
no, absolutely. And, I mean, you use the words
there. That's dreadful.
Yeah, of course it is, yeah. I mean, I use the word creative there, but it's been a really creative period for Wire, hasn't it? Because, you know, I mean, you were bobbing back and forth on the album in 2003 and stuff. When you came back with Object 47, you just seem to have just ploughed through now, doing loads of really, really great stuff that people, your fans are really loving, people saying it's as good as the old stuff, and you're getting great reviews. Did you foresee that coming?
I think there was a sense that... When, you know, we went through a difficult period in the kind of, there was a little interregnum between the SEM period and Object 47, and we obviously less one original member. And when we decided that we were coming back, there were a couple of things that came out. One was, there's no point in doing it if we don't really want to do it. And number two, there's no point in doing it if we're not really good. And we have to be good. And it's... There are so many people who, you know, I don't want to drop any names or whatever, and everyone can fill in the blanks for whatever their experience is, but someone that you might have known when you were a bit younger, and then you see them again play live, and it's not bad, you know, but it's not really doing it, and you don't want to be in that position, really. What's the point? People have been telling us for years that we're like one of the best bands in the world. Why would we come back and be, you know, the 999th best band in the world suddenly? You've got to have the ambition, and we do have the ambition to be, you know, a truly great band. And it concentrates the minds. There's no real other reason for having the band.
I think it's quite simple, really. You want to be contemporary, don't you?
Well, that's it, because you are,
aren't you? Something which we probably can't name.
Yeah, but you're writing all this new material. Like I say, I mean, it would be quite easy for you to kind of rest on your laurels because you've got
It's not in the nature of it. You know what I mean? It hasn't been from the beginning. We can't do it.
Right, good.
You know what I mean? We're just not a very good cover band.
Right, okay.
We can only play our stuff.
Certainly not a very good cover band of our own material.
Yeah.
Right. But, I mean, the other thing is, of course, that the way that the industry has become very formularised now, and there are two parts of the industry. There's contemporary, which basically means you're in your 20s, and classic, which means you're old, and nobody's interested in your new material.
Right.
And, you know, we are completely putting two fingers up to that as a concept, saying, actually, what about us? You know, because we didn't, you know, we've never kind of let go of the idea that we wanted to do stuff. I don't know, it's contemporary to us. It makes us excited, and it makes an audience across various generations, excited. Yeah, it may not be the latest kind of, you know, urban kind of street noise or whatever, but it's something which has a resonance, and I think that's stood us in good stead.
It has. I mean, you've not turned your hand to dubstep, thankfully.
Well, I don't know. Would love to have done a bit of dubstep, you know, a few years ago when it was really cool.
Oh, right, you see, I don't even know what's cool anymore. That's the tragedy of it, really.
That's all we should do. We should play a bit of dubstep for you.
Yeah, okay, well, a dubstep version of the next song, which we've been talking about new material, but, you know, every night I get so often people saying to me, all of the beds that I talk over, so we've got, you know, we've got one of your tunes, like Map Reference, and we've also got Can, I Want More, and we've got Crystal Lake by Granddaddy and Peaches on Regalia, and people do get frustrated because I talk a lot like an idiot over these great tunes, and I do play them from time to time. But yeah, you've kindly agreed to do Map Reference for us tonight, haven't you?
Well, I think so.
Yeah, you are, definitely.
My arm's still...
Yeah, stop that. Yeah. So you're going to do it now for us?
And you're going to talk over it?
Oh, well, all the way through, naturally.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds much better like that.
I've got a big smile on my face. Wire live in session, just absolutely wonderful. So that was obviously map reference, 41 degrees north, 93 degrees west. And you are touring, as we say, you are playing at the Haunt in Brighton tomorrow night. The following night, XOYO in London. On the 25th, you're playing Liverpool Academy. That's Friday night. I'm going to try and get there. If I do make it, I'll be the good-looking one at the back. The 29th, you're playing the Thekla in Bristol. The 30th, Phoenix in Exeter, and then the 1st of December, Cardiff. It doesn't say what venue you're playing here.
It's a club, I4 Back. It's a Welsh club, if you if you translate it.
I always say E4 Back, but yeah. It's probably still wrong. Yeah, okay. And on the 2nd of December, you're playing the Oxford Academy, and then you finish on the 3rd of December at Plug in Sheffield.
Excellent.
Fantastic. Oh, I really, really... I mean, it's your night off, and it's not a night off, patently. So thanks very much for coming in, Wire. Just absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks very much for having us.
Thank you.